This is JIS News. Coming up, Youth Ministry working on plan of action to address violence towards children, electronic media policy being developed, and data protection legislation to be tabled this year. The news in detail after this message.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the license, restorative justice.
Sometimes we live too bad with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
We're between the one to others as the one down to you. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less strife, more life. No gun, no knife. With a blessed life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the law, restore the niceness, restorative justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. Minister of Youth and Culture Lisa Hanna is appealing to citizens to join the government in the care and protection of the nation's children. The call comes in light of an increase in reported cases of child abuse since the start of the year.
We want them to view them as your children and show them the protective care that you would show your own children. The lack of proper parenting and parental neglect are grave concerns to us, and matters we must collectively address as a matter of urgency if we are to effectively deal with the crisis facing our children. Further, we want to urge citizens to accept a zero-tolerance approach to the abuse of our children by reporting all forms of abuse.
According to an Office of the Children's Registry OCR preliminary report, over 3,000 cases of child abuse were reported in the first 3 months of 2014. This compares to 2,800 during the same period last year. In the meantime, Youth Minister Lisa Hanna says a comprehensive national plan of action for an integrated response to children and violence will be submitted to Cabinet in short order. The plan of action will outline new initiatives to address challenges facing youth, for which the ministry is seeking approval.
While no financial outlay is required immediately, it is clear that both financial and technical support will be required as we seek to mobilize and make operational a number of initiatives to effectively arrest the onsetting issues affecting children while creating transformative environments.
Minister Hanna was speaking at a press conference at the Ministry of Youth and Culture Tuesday. The government is moving to develop an electronic media policy, which will guide the regulation of content generated through new media platforms. Information Minister Senator Sandra Faulkner says the government recently completed a comprehensive set of consultations in relation to the development of the policy.
This will provide an enabling framework for the new media landscape and, importantly, anchor our ambitions in being regional leaders in innovation, content creation, cultural exchange and promotion, and regulation.
Senator Faulkner adds that the government will be looking to implement several legislative changes this year to increase opportunities for Jamaica to profit from content generated from new media platforms. Senator Faulkner was speaking at a conference on the future of media and regulation hosted by the Broadcasting Commission of Jamaica Tuesday. And Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says data protection legislation will be tabled in the House of Representatives this calendar year. The legislation will set out the rights of individuals with respect to their personal data.
We have already done some consultations with stakeholders. We have already drafted it, but we're going to have other consultations before we pass the bill because it has wide-ranging implications for companies, government, individuals. So we want to ensure that everybody is on board before we pass it. But it will happen this calendar year.
Minister Robinson says the passage of the legislation will require public and private sector entities to introduce appropriate technical and institutional security measures to protect data which is under their control. The junior minister was speaking in an interview with JIS News recently. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.